In this episode, Dr. Kashi shares a vulnerable story from somebody close to him, who explains how using the frustration tolerance framework actually helped diminish his severe depressive episodes. And this uplifting talk honestly covers mental health and reminds us to think rationally, stay hopeful, and stay connected with others. Roll the intro! Hello and welcome to Coffee with Kashi. I am your host, Dr. Trevor Kashi. We are interrupting our book on frustration to bring you a very special episode of Coffee with Kashi on account of lots of interesting and positive things happening in the group right now. One thing I want to bring up is a post that was made by Huggy. I'm going to read it to you. Little bit of flavor, all right? Have some commentary involved so you guys can have an understanding of what's going on. It will be emotional for me. It already is. So fair warning. Also fair warning, there is some discussion of self-harm, so consider yourself warned there, okay? So this is called doing what feels best versus living your best life, or doing what feels good versus doing the right thing. The Tao of Huggy, okay? He starts off his post by saying, Friday thoughts from a hugger muffin who has been too tired to think lately. If it can be measured, it can be managed. And you hear us say this all the time in relation to nutrition, but by translating it to other areas, you will have greater influence on living a good, more fulfilling life. Some extra commentary from me here. If it can be measured, it can be managed. Readily translates to, if you encounter a frustrating stimulus and approach it rationally and deliberately, you will craft a purpose-filled response. And that purpose-filled response has a very real impact on your outcomes. They will be better and they will be more constructive. Okay, so back to Huggy. Huggy says, I've mentioned before, I have a little nice blend, a nice little blend of mental and emotional herbs and spices. A little humility there, a little bit of humor. And one of which is depression. Not like a, oh man, my girlfriend left me, so now I'm going to listen to The Cure of Depression, but more of a lie on the floor in the fetal position, wondering if today is the day I'll finally kill myself depression. Now, I don't usually talk about it because honestly, it's boring. Welcome to Huggy. Okay. So some commentary there. Presumably it's boring to Huggy because it's happened to him so many times before. People tend to get used to things. And then they get bored of things they get used to. However, Huggy also knows that being used to something is different than being normal or what's best. He has learned well before we ever met how to STFU. It is only in the recent future we have been able to schematically organize the thought process that somebody like Huggy has. And for those of you that are new to that term, the explanation is coming soon, okay? The last 3 weeks, back to Huggy, have been extremely challenging for me. Lethargic, melancholy, deflated. My desire to eat was either zero or shovel everything into my face. And this ping-ponging got worse as my body started to change in the direction, started deviating, okay? I was treating my body like trash and I was making me feel like a dumpster, in other words, okay? He was also feeling, his body was feeling lethargic, melancholy, deflated, and crappy, shitty, okay? Sonia, my ex, knows me well and saw this happening. She noticed me struggle a bit more than normal and concern finally convinced me to at least get my physical health checked out to see if there's anything else going on. And long story short, on top of being bummed out to the nth degree, I also have mono, which explains a lot of the physical symptoms. Mono is a frustrating and chronic infection, short for mononucleosis. It's crappy and you feel crappy. I'll just leave it at that, okay? However, I wanted to share how I managed this depression with more success by managing different variables, namely the variables I had the greatest influence over. I took the time to collect data and I now have a place to start from rather than just firing blindly into the dark. That's an easy way to get frustrated and justify giving up, by the way. From there, I came up with a plan to improve on the variables I had the greatest influence over. From those variables, you can craft actionables. Actionables that, when you take action on them, improve the variables you have influence over. This, in turn, helps to resolve your frustration. So instead of saying, I will not be depressed anymore, well, it's, What can I do? And if I do these things every day, coming out of the depression will probably happen on its own, being action-oriented rather than outcome-oriented, because there are things that he has influence over, namely what he thinks and what he does, and what actually ends up happening, there is more of a chance that that will be randomized. So if he focuses on the things that he is thinking and he's doing, then the outcomes end up kind of happening on their own. But obsessing over the outcome ends up creating anxiety about the actionables and thoughts and feelings and urges that you have to accomplish it. And then you easily get overwhelmed, okay? Additionally, back to Huggy, these clear-cut actionables are easy to reference when you're tired, stressed, frustrated, and emotional. In summary, if I did these things, then the depression would eventually resolve itself instead of spending what was left of my physical, emotional, mental energy obsessing over how depressed I was and how much I wanted to kill myself. These are bad things, even if it felt like they would be good to do. My actionables were simple. Keep up professional output, maintain physical activity, and not kill myself. Just live to tomorrow. Just live to tomorrow. Have these actionables made it simple and easy to structure my day and influence the things I could influence? It's easy to get distracted, obsessing over pulling myself out of a depression with a newer, shinier workout, or deciding that this was the time to get shredded or add a ton of muscle, or go to the frickin' Mongolian barbecue, or spend all my money and go into debt. My priority was doing my job, because honestly, it's rewarding and I enjoy it. When I am down, I treat my body with respect, because I know that by choosing to treat my body like a dumpster, I will continue feeling like trash. I would stay in a depressive state longer by getting fatter, and I'll be able to get back to training the way I enjoy sooner when I focus on these actionable things I have influence over. Even if you have a depressive stimulus, we talk about frustrating stimuli a lot, but there are also depressive stimuli, okay? Even if you have a depressive stimulus where there are thoughts, feelings, and urges, okay? A depressive stimulus, and you have thoughts, and you have feelings, and you have urges to kill yourself, you can still treat your body with respect. If I continued to give myself permission to give up on the things that made my life good, then I know I would soon give up on my life entirely by ending it. Having plans to stay alive until the next day, having an idea of what to do during that day, is a simple and effective way to keep from killing yourself. Either killing yourself immediately, in a case like Huggies in this instance, or killing yourself prematurely by doing stupid things on a daily basis. From there, you can quantify a measurable way to track progress so that you can make any course corrections based on the data and feelings interaction, okay? Data over the feelings. Actions over feelings. Do feelings play a role? Yes, they absolutely do, but you still have a say. You still have a say, okay? That's what STFU is for. For me, back to Huggy, I've established the bare minimum of 10,000 steps, eating regular foods regularly at regular times, and weight training at least once per week. So that's what I committed to do. Even if I was feeling like I was failing or losing all my progress, I would still look at the ticks on the calendar and see I was still moving forward. Just live till tomorrow. Or if the data showed that it was deviating, it was a great opportunity for me to practice Dr. Cash's STFU. To look at a frustrating stimulus and the thinking and feeling and urging it's generated. To audit those things. And instead of doing what feels good, which might be indulging the desire to do nothing or indulging the desire to take my own life, that I give myself the opportunity to instead do the right thing. I figured out different ways to create space between stimulus and response so that I can manage my urges and learn to create new responses versus the same old ones that kept the depressive cycle going. A depressive stimulus, in this case, Huggy's case, impulsive responses, destructive outcomes will prolong the depressive stimulus. See how powerful this is? By using the tools Dr. K has provided us, we gain authority over so much more than we can imagine. By learning to collect and interpret data, measuring and managing, and most importantly, accepting responsibility for our choices, you can choose your own direction. Instead of being obsessed and worried about what to do, you can focus on how to live, even if it's until tomorrow. I can recognize that the feeling like I need to eat all the peanut butter It's just that I have data to support that doing that will probably make me feel worse, leading to its own frustrating stimulus again. And sometimes I still eat the effing peanut butter. Sometimes I still eat the effing peanut butter. It's the way she goes. The cool thing now is that I can influence these episodes to a greater degree because of these tools. I still go through periods of really wanting to unalive myself, but they are fewer and temperate in comparison, and I know this because I have the data. Measuring and managing is more than getting a better body, but it's a better life. By monitoring yourself, you'll be reinforcing that the process is the shortcut. It's easier to it makes it easier to overlook sacrificing long-term goals and to reach short-term goals. So many people are tripping over dollars to pick up nickels. Playing the long game makes winning almost easy. You do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. The winning part happens on its own, and it pays to be a winner. Okay? Then Huggy posts a picture of himself in relatively decent condition, considering all the things that are going on. Okay? It still looks like I wish it was my after picture. Okay? And Deanna made an interesting comment after this post. And she said, I really appreciate the post that mental health is no joke and all too often people won't talk about it. And it's so amazing how much just simply gathering data and listening to your body can impact your entire life. Hang in there and know you have a lot of people that care about you. And so there's a response that I formulated to this, and I will share it to wrap this Coffee with Cashy up. And it's that you are 100% right. Mental health is no joke. It is, however, to take it and yourself by extension too seriously. You can take these things too seriously and then take yourself too seriously. Huggy's wisdom is a big reason why we have silly neologisms like STFU and calling out on BS and disasterfying and I can't stand it-itis. A chuckle gives perspective, even if it's the tiniest little chuckle in your head, and it can be and often is the difference between coming to be and passing away. Even down in the thread, you can look that there's friendly banter between the team. They're still giving each other crap. Okay? Huggy embodies what it's like to think rationally so that you can trade up from doing what feels best right now to instead living your best life, even if, especially if, ending your own life is what apparently feels best at the time. Vanquish tears with reason to gain wisdom. Use that wisdom to help your fellow man. This is the Tao of Huggy. Thank you for learning. Stay rational. For Pete's sake. I'll see you next time. Want to continue having coffee with Dr. Cashy? Head over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It is very much appreciated. Thank you, and see you next week. Dr. Cashy is out!